There was a small demonstration today in Beijing. Several hundred people gathered outside the offices of the city government to demand the resignation of the deputy mayor. They accuse him of involvement in an investment scandal that has bilked thousands of Chinese of their savings. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
It's not often in China that you see people openly demonstrating on the streets. And not just demonstrating, but demanding the resignation of a senior party official, the deputy mayor of Beijing, Sun Anming. Since the crushing of the pro-democracy demonstrations in Tiananmen Square in June 1989, few people have dared take to the streets and voice such bold demands. Today's protest, though, is indicative of a new wave of small-scale demonstrations breaking out all over China. Less political in origin than Tiananmen, more economic. People not receiving their pensions or compensation for being laid off, or, as in this instance, protesting perceived corruption within the government. This case is a classic example of the murky interaction between government, media and market in the new freewheeling China. Li Xiaoming is one of the protesters on the street. Away from the protest, he says the whole issue began 2 years ago when newspapers in Beijing began promoting a construction project that promised 20% to 40% profits within a year. The scheme was publicly backed by high-level government officials, so Li thought it must be for real. He invested his life savings, $12,000. But it turned out that the project, as advertised, didn't exist. The company, and Li believes the officials, took his money and disappeared.
The government is cheating the people. It should serve the people, since it's called the people's government. This kind of scam is happening all over China. China is a one-party state, as you know. Who's going to supervise the party?
The fact that it takes such a seemingly obvious scam to show Li Xiaoming the corruption of his government says a lot about the blind faith many Chinese people have in their leaders, despite all the grief visited upon them in past decades by the Communist Party. Back at the demo, police are making sure that foreign reporters can't stop for too long. You can't stop here and look, says the policeman, and ushers a Western journalist away. For now, the government is taking a relatively soft line, aware that dragging several hundred protesters away to jail could be counterproductive. Long term, though, the government is doing little to address the underlying problems arising from the uneasy symbiosis of a booming market economy and a one-party state. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.